Mesopotamia Diary by Joshua Kahn. Today was a new day for me. After destroying King's Dark Ziggurat, we took everything from the town. We took the weapons, food, soldiers, and the people. First things couldn't get any better. Hubert, the guy I rescued, invented the wheel. And it made stuff much easier to push, pull, or carry. Suddenly some soldiers came to us and said, there are dozens of infantry launching an attack on us. So they told me to lead the army. And I said, what? I've never led an army of troops before. Oh, just so you're wondering, my teacher said I'm ready enough to ride in cuneiform. So I graduated from Skyfall and now I'm a soldier. After that, I was all set, put my gear on and ready to go and lead the troops. But then my dad asked me whether to help. But I don't need any help, I said. But then my dad forced me to. My gear was kind of heavy, but I wasn't going to complain. So we marched off to our positions, and I was way at the back, since there were tons of troops. I wasn't ready till we heard clang, some spears drop from the sky. One soldier said, stay down! We all dodged the spears, and I realized they were waiting for my command. So I said, charge! Every troop charged out the gate. There were noises like clang, even a purple horse. They're like, watch out! Wait, watch out? I quickly ran back into the city with the remaining troops, because I realized they were lighting up the gate with fire. Luckily, we locked the main door of the city so the fire won't go in. But wait, where's my brother? And I knew we lost him. So I told the king it was just my dad, and he said to go out with the remaining troops. So we entered the dark forest to save my brother. Everything was so quiet except for our footsteps, when suddenly Nepal troops came charging and throwing spears. Lots of them died, but we fought back and killed all the Nepal troops. And saved my brother. When we went back to Earth, there was another battle going on. So I told a troop to tell Hubert to use one of his handy weapons against the remaining troops of Nipper. So Hubert rolled the wheels into the Nipper soldiers like they fell like dominoes. The last person standing was the Nipper King G. So we grabbed him and put him in the torture room. He made sounds like, ouch. After he saw all the torture weapons, he went back to the ziggurat and sat down. My dad said, good job. I think we did a good job with my soldiers, Ed, Salary, and ETC. But most of my troops died anyway. My story will be known in Earth. Plus, I'm now the best leader.